Scorebook Sportscast. We have not had a podcast in 2 weeks. Nah, unfortunately, we didn't go anywhere. We spent the holidays podcasting to relatives. They don't understand. We keep talking about Jim Harbaugh and Michigan football. We've spent so much time talking about this. We haven't even mentioned the NHL season. The Predators and Blue Jackets are real, and they're spectacular. Also, the New York Rangers' Kevin Hayes said, after the Rangers just beat Ottawa this week, quoting, "It's a hard-working team," talking about the Rangers. "If you are not working hard, you are not playing. We work hard every night," unquote. That's great. That is great. Except it feeds the stereotype that hockey is all hard work. There's no strategy. Men, go out there and work hard. What? We lost 12-0. Hard work is obviously very important, but so is going matchup crazy or not going matchup crazy, putting all of your good players on the ice at the same time or breaking them up, positioning, forcing offenses to the outside or funneling them to the inside, running a bench. Also, how come no one has a defensive forward shadow the other team's star player anymore? All season long, we've been living off of this theory that Michigan is a more difficult football reclamation project than it looks, and thus Coach Jim Harbaugh deserves time. And that worked until last weekend's head stomping at Ohio State. So now we must confess, yes, that should end Michigan's playoff hopes, if it doesn't, definitely. And yes, it's not only a disappointing end of the season, but an embarrassing one. And yes, now we have the entire offseason to hear about how Jim Harbaugh can't win the big one and or how Michigan was overrated all along. Those last 2 points we still vehemently disagree with. The Ohio State loss is all kinds of damaging for Wolverines fans, but all we're still saying is Harbaugh owns 3 10-win seasons in 4 years with the Wolverines. He had to beat his rivals, and he defeated 2 soundly this season. Twice in 4 years, Harbaugh has had the Wolverines in playoff contention with the end of the year in sight, including this year. Now, we've never knocked Michigan. The school is rich and famous for reasons. They've won football games for decades. They play before way more than 100,000 adoring fans routinely. Even the hallowed 49ers state-of-the-art stadium holds less than 69,000, and the Wolverines play only one fewer home game than the 49ers. Michigan is big. But in this day and age, when you're supposed to be undefeated every season, an era when some of the most legendary old-timey coaches would be on the hot seat, sainted Texas coach Daryl Royal only had 2 undefeated seasons in 23 years, I think Harbaugh was hired specifically to do more. We're not in on those meetings, unfortunately, but I believe Harbaugh's bosses want him to win all of those Rose Bowls Mighty Wolverines teams lost in the 70s, 80s, and 2000s. Michigan actually won 2 out of 3 in the 90s. We believe Harbaugh is expected to seriously contend almost every year. Even in the glory days of the 70s and 80s, Michigan was generally just outside the top 3 schools. The day will come when Harbaugh will have to beat Ohio State. You'd think it has to come in the next 2 years, and Harbaugh will have to contend for national championships. But this was the best Michigan team in at least 15 years, and that's pretty good for right now. You're listening to The Yearbook. It's available on iTunes. Says in the yearbook at hotmail.com. Did I say I'm your host, Doug? A lot of people are waiting for Spurs assistant coach Becky Hammon to become an NBA head coach because they've had Becky Hammon jerseys from the beginning or from the WNBA and can't wait to brag. I knew it. I knew she was awesome. Becky, check me out. Look at me. I knew you were awesome from the beginning. We definitely hope she gets a head coaching opportunity, but too often NBA coaching seems less about strategy and certainly less about teaching and more about front office politics. I could be absolutely wrong. Disagree with me. That's just the way it seems. It would be cool for Hammond to get a college head coaching job instead so we could see her X's and O's recruiting and motivational philosophies truly in action. Her coaching wouldn't get buried under bad salary cap decisions, free agent problems, or a lack of time to teach. And this isn't some roundabout way to get Hammond coaching women where some think she belongs. Oh, no. Hammond should be a Division I men's head coach, but she's already succeeding and well-regarded at basketball's top level, so going back to college, you would think, is unlikely. Sorry about your head. Have a puck.